Go ahead and call this meeting to order. If everyone would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And everybody is here today. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have comments on the item on our agenda at this point? No. Move to our second part. Item number three, approval of minutes for August 12th, 2025.
I move that we approve the minutes for August, whatever you said.
12th, 2025. All in favor of this approval?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, well, next item is approval of the agenda for September 9th, 2025.
I motion that we approve the agenda for September 9th, 2025.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll move to item number five, informational items. We'll first receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of August, 13 medical calls, 2 medical flights. We said goodbye to another one of our residents out here. Kind of an unusual set of numbers next. Motor vehicle collisions and fires, zero. Keeping us lazy. I really got nothing else to say. Anyone have anything for me? Awesome, thanks.
Hoses are going to dry right.
What's the next
dinner? All right, thank you, Ken. We'll receive a report from Metro.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
I'm Izzy. Good to see you again. Obviously, road construction's going on. I believe I just got an email that you'll start seeing us. So we'll have units assisting with traffic control. So mind your P's and Q's on the road, please. It's a great improvement, but it's going to be a headache for a while. Nothing too significant. We had a double fatal 2 nights ago on the Gene Dry Lake bed. It looks like it was just operator error and possibly alcohol involved. So just remember, alcohol is prohibited if you're operating any sort of machine, whether you're on public roadway or out in the desert or wherever off-roading. It's really what I have for you. Unless there's any questions, I'll be hanging out.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much. We'll receive a report from BLM Law Enforcement.
Hey, everybody. Jake Lewis of BLM. I really have much. We're still in fire restrictions until October. So steel core ammo is always illegal on public lands, fireworks, and then right now no fires, campfires on public lands. So I got any questions? Oh, I'm here for Izzy too. That's
good. All right, thank you very much. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
So I'm Stacey Schauber. I'm the new assistant principal there. As you can tell, it was sports day today. So a couple of new things that we really were enforcing is the cell phone policy on campus. They're allowed to use them before school, during lunch and after school, and it is being strictly enforced. We do have a phone jail. So when they are confiscated, parents get the choice that they get to pick up or they can release it to their student at the end of the day. Second is badges. So you can see I'm still wearing mine. Students are required to wear a badge on campus for student safety the moment that they walk on until they walk off campus. Otherwise, that's the two new things that we've really enforced this year. Any questions or comments?
I know last year you got a police officer stationed
we
there.
We did.
Is he still there?
He's Officer Vic is still there, and he just got a new OTV vehicle. So he's not going to be breaking any axles going out and doing home visits. So.
I do. I have one comment on the sports games. Can we make sure that we have an American flag for the national anthem?
We've already made that correction, and yes, yep, we've already that was already a discussion that we've already had, and we will be there. So
perfect.
Yes. Anything else?
I'd like to add too that we're having a home game.
Yes, this Friday.
Home Thursday, volleyball Friday, football, and homecoming this weekend.
Oh, where are they doing the homecoming?
At the school.
And the game is 7 o'clock.
And also, so that's Thursday or Friday?
Well, Thursday is volleyball.
Okay.
And then Friday is home football game. Yep, and it is homecoming, so that's. It is homecoming week, so that's here's my Rowland spirit here.
Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have anybody from Valley Electric?
No.
Didn't see anybody. Okay. We'll receive a report for. Sorry, I skipped one. Clark County Parks and Rec. Sorry about that.
She's not.
I know it's on the board.
That's easy math there, you know.
So the 11th, Thursday the 11th, I'm doing The Hobbit. I'm showing that here. Starting at 5, because it's a long movie. And the 20th, I'm doing a yard sale in the park again. Like I did last time. Starting at 9 o'clock. There's pancake breakfast, the farmer's co-op, I think, and my...
And everything else is on the board.
Yes.
Way to mix it up this month.
Just a little bit.
All right, thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome.
We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Library. No, I think she might have left.
She left.
She left, okay. We finally put her on.
I know.
All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
We really just don't have much right now. The road, obviously, under construction. I didn't know about Metro Helping, so I'll just get the lowdown on that. I thought I'd be overwhelmed with complaints, and I haven't had any complaints, so...
I haven't.
I know. I know.
I think the reason you're not getting complaints is because the dirt's just as smooth as the pavement used to be.
It might be smoother.
You might be.
So yeah, it's not going to be fun for 8 months, and then it'll be fantastic. When
that's right.
That's the plan. So
are they going to get done in 8 months?
Listen, I have no control over that. But I did find out that you know, I hear all the time that we're the redheaded stepchildren and everything. We know nobody takes care of Sandy Valley. Well, there were 6 projects that were supposed to have started the same day as ours. And only one of the 6 started. So it's a contracting and resource issue throughout the valley, not just Sandy Valley. So, and I don't think that's it right now. I don't have anything unless I missed. Yes?
We saw when you're on Las Vegas Boulevard going into town or whatever, they're starting to lay like.
That pipe is water access for Brightline. Yeah,
we thought it was water, but we didn't know.
Yeah,
where
it's
going.
To for construction water for Brightline, the Brightline high speed rail.
Okay.
The one to Prim?
Hmm?
The one to Prim?
I don't know where it's going to, but it's the one that comes all the way from like Rancho Cucamonga, and it'll be like 2 hours from here to LA. So.
I hope they're better at doing that one than they are at the one that goes up the Central Valley.
Yeah.
This is Brightline. I know quite a bit about Brightline. And they have a similar train in Florida, and it's supposed to be fantastic. So the county has not given me a trip yet to go there and try it out. So anyway, any other questions for me?
Any
news? And like 3 people tonight asked about the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. It was very cool.
Oh, yeah, that's what
it
I
was
to
very,
see.
Very cool. The tornado is intense. Your seat shakes and the lights go out and it's loud. I made my husband jump a couple times. There are flying monkeys that actually fly around. Not real monkeys, but actual things of flying monkeys flying around. Apples fall from the ceiling
not
during
anymore.
The...
Did you hear that?
Oh, no.
Because people are fighting over the damn apples and selling them on eBay for $500.
Oh, goodness.
So
oh,
they're not doing the apples anymore.
I got one. So,
yeah.
During the tornado, leaves fly around. They're like little tissue paper leaves. But it's pretty intense. Blows your hair around. I mean, it's pretty cool. So, there you go. There's my review. I don't know that I would pay $400 a ticket for it, but it was good.
Cool. Thank you very much. We'll move on to agenda item number 6, planning and zoning. We have ET-24-400121, parentheses UC-17-0652, parentheses Arrow Development Corp. Use permits, third extension of time for the following. 1, a proposed major training facility, outdoor shooting range, and 2, waive applicable design standard for proposed accessory structures, storage containers, and trailers. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, landscaping adjacent to a less intensive use. 2, parking lot landscaping. 3, required trash enclosure. And 4, required paving and striping. Design reviews for the following. 1, a proposed major training facility, outdoor shooting range. 2, accessory structures, storage containers and trailers, and 3, grading plan in conjunction with a hillside development, slopes greater than 12%, on 123.97 acres in an RS 80 residential single family 80 zone, generally located west of SR 161 and south of Sandy Valley Road within the South County planning area. Did you want to?
Sure.
Yeah.
My name is Dave Wexler. I live at 10790 Delaware D Street in Las Vegas, and I represent Arrow Development, the property owner, and HDT, the company that's actually operating what's going to be probably one of the nicest facilities that you'll find in this area, in a remote desert area. We have we've owned the property, Arrow has owned the property since 1997, and we've looked at the things that we could do to monetize it and make it worthwhile. So we focused in on a desert training and facility that can not only just work for guys like you or people like you that want to learn things that you can't learn in other places. So really, I've got the information here and kind of laid out what our plan is. And we were actually, part of our plan was, on the original plan is to do drones. A couple things. One of my partners, my former partner that was involved, was a lieutenant colonel retired. He passed away last year, kind of set the whole thing back. But what really set it back was Title 30, where they don't want us to actually do drones unless we get complete certification from the FAA and Clark County Aviation, which we will get. But that means we don't put it on this, we don't put on this extension. We'll have to submit that separately and get the FAA to approve the fact that we can, you know, train for drones. And I think that kind of gives you an idea. I know staff thought that we had done some things, and no one's visited out there, it's remote. We haven't done anything that we wouldn't, if we're going to build anything, we're going to get a permit. If we're going to do anything, we're going to get a permit. We're just sharing our vision. The vision is not just what we're doing now. The vision is that we want to do something special. So to do something special, people have to be able to come and stay. Well, the only way to do that for training people would be some kind of a model, an area for RV and mobile home parking, that kind of thing. So, but if that's what we require, we'll go ahead and get a permit to do that. But in the meantime, we're getting the site ready to do some pretty cool stuff. And I think when we get her set up, I think you guys will really like it. I don't know if there's anything else I can tell you. If there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
What's your time span? When are you hoping to...
Say again?
What's your time span? When are you thinking of putting down a building or whatever?
We've got a little mobile home out there, that kind of things, and some cans, containers. We're thinking that within the next couple of months, we're going to start activating, you know, the activity. We've got some equipment. We're grooming the site so we can find the right place to put each element that we're going to do and utilize the terrain without destroying the terrain. I've been harvesting desert plants for years. We have we work with the state of Nevada, Division of Forestry. So when we transplant them, we salvage them the right way. We want to make sure they don't die, which happens a lot if you don't do it right. But our best practices have taught us how to do it so that we can actually propagate them and keep them going.
Where exactly?
If you're on your way back to, let's say, Good Springs, you know where the Bill Nye, the old quarry is there off to the right? Got some old equipment?
Yep.
That's ours as well. We have 20 acres on both sides. But if you turn right before that, where the property that Mark is involved in, that we're actually in escrow on, you turn right down there about a mile and a half, and actually what you do is you go about 9/10 of a mile, and then the road splits. To the right, we go to where Mark's place is. To the left, it runs right into ours. There's a gate there, so it's closed. But it goes straight in toward the Table Mountain is.
Okay.
You have to work at seeing it. It's kind of tucked into a corner.
Yeah. You're not going to see it from the road.
Nope, you will not see it. Should we give him...
Do we have any other comments? Do we have any comments or questions from the board?
I don't have any.
I think we should just
run the motion. Do we have a motion then?
I motion that we allow them to move forward on it.
Okay, there's a motion for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We don't have any items under general business, so we'll move to item number 8, comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Do we have anybody that has a comment tonight? Don't have it. No comments?
Okay.
This might be a first.
This being.
All right. Our next meeting will be on October 14th. This meeting is adjourned.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah. We can get home early.
Yeah.